Consent for telehealth, counseling, and therapy. If you engage in outpatient services, your practitioner may offer or request you to engage in telehealth-based therapy. Telehealth sessions will not be the same as a direct client therapist visit due to the fact that you will not be in the same room as the provider. Potential benefits of telehealth sessions may include easier access to care and the possibility of meeting from a location of your choosing. There are potential risks to this technology, including interruptions, unauthorized access, and technical difficulties. You can discontinue the telehealth visit if it is felt that the video conferencing connections are not adequate for the situation. Zoom and DoxyMe is the technology service we will use to conduct telehealth video conferencing appointments. Zoom for Healthcare is not an emergency service. In the event of an emergency, you will need to use a phone call to 911. DoxyMe is also not an emergency service. Zoom for Healthcare and DoxyMe do not provide any medical or healthcare services or advice, including but not limited to emergency or urgent medical services, medical advice, or care. To maintain confidentiality of telehealth appointments, it is vital that you do not share telehealth appointment meeting codes with anyone unauthorized to attend the appointment. To engage in telehealth services, you must have internet and data access and a web camera. If you do not have internet access, data, or a web camera, your practitioner may call you via telephone if in-person sessions are not a viable option.